Wayne, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Wayne, can you tell us about this new wave pool you're opening?
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially, I need to clear up that this pool in itself was merely a demonstration model. It wasn't intended to be open to the public, but we have licensees who are looking at opening, such facilities or similar facilities, around Australia and around the world. But the pool itself is simply amazing. It's one of the most brilliant, surf spectacles I've seen, and having been involved in the surf industry for nigh on 30 years, it was just really, really heartwarming to see so many people out in the water at once just enjoying perfect waves one after the other.
Well, what makes this different from another wave pool, say like something like from Wet n Wild?
Well, this particular technology actually creates waves that are very, very similar to the ocean. There are other wave technologies available, but they basically, are too limited in the way that they strike the bottom. And if you to give you an understanding of how waves break, it's obviously energy travelling from storms out in the middle of the ocean. They radiate out in a circular fashion, and when they get to a shallow shoreline, they lift up and obviously overbalance and break, which is how we have waves. Our particular model, as I said, basically, it exactly replicates that process in that big plunger device in the middle. As it moves up and down, it expands, swells out in a circular pattern, and they strike man-made reefs. And then we have these, as I say, eight perfect waves breaking at once.
And what kind of benefits for surfers does this wave pool have?
Essentially, well, for most surfers, and non-surfers, there's obviously limits to how often you can get out in the water, and there's all sorts of time constraints and so forth. And then when you do want to go out in the ocean, most of the time it doesn't cooperate, so the winds could be wrong, the tide could be wrong, or there could be days where there's just no swell. So what this does is similar to an organised sport. It allows people to pick their time slot, and they can go and obviously surf perfect waves and get as many waves as they like. As I say, in a number of different locations around the world, hopefully very soon.
Well, I'll be keen to do it one day. It's a shame we can't use this one up in Queensland. Now, if you're just joining us here on The Daily, we're speaking with Wayne Dart, a MIDI director from Surf Lakes International, about a brand new man-made wave pool set to open, been tested up in Queensland, and it's solving a couple of problems for surfers. Are there any challenges that you've been facing with the development of this wave pool?
As with any new development or new technology, there's always challenges. The biggest thing up here in Nepean, on the Capricorn Coast of Queensland, is that obviously there's a lot of rain. There's basically a wet season, so that held us up from an operation a building perspective for quite some time. At the moment, the machine we've had to put it on hold or stop it for a few weeks or so while we just analyse all the data and replace a few parts and those sorts of things, as I say, because it is very new technology. There's always the financial backing issues. This is owned by, investors, and we're always on the lookout for new investors and potential licensees and so forth that obviously get the cash coming in so we can potentially, advance the technology. There's a whole range of different challenges, but look, we've managed to overcome them all fairly successfully, and the final result was way over and above what we expected.
Well, what's left to be completed before this prototype will be open to the general public?
We have licensees in the mix at the moment. They have seen the technology proven, as we all have over the last few days with the videos that have gone out. There's two companies in the US who are very, very keen to move forward quite quickly, and they'll be open to the public within 12 to 18 months. Here in Australia, we have a number of licensees who are still investigating. The biggest challenges are obviously finding land, obviously the land, money, and then the operational, now to manage the facility once it's open. If we find people that can tick all those three boxes, then we're more than happy to sort of look at them licensing the technology and assisting them to build. And now that the technology has been proven, we're sure that they're going to come out of the woodwork.
Well, I'd be very keen to have a go at one of these wave pools very soon. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem.